My name is Chiamaka and you're listening to Chi Talks. If you're new here, this is just basically Chi Talking. But if you've been here before, thank you so much for returning. You know the drill, so let's just get right into it. The Why Series. Hi everyone, you're welcome to the Why Series on Chi Talks. And today's episode features Fadehan.
Hi everyone.
Hi Fadehan, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I'm alright. I mean, I've had a pretty chill day, just a little work, but yes, yeah. It's been alright.
I feel excited for this because like you're the first lady to be on the Y series of Chi Talks.
Yeah, I feel very privileged that you reached out to me because I really wondered what I wanted to say in an interview. I'm like, what am I going to say? And I'm like, okay, at least, you know, it's a stepping stone and it's really good. It's a good opportunity. So thank you.
Thank you so much for honoring my invitation. Thank you so much. Okay, Fadehan, can you like introduce yourself to our audience?
All right, my name is Fadehan. I am an artist relations manager, lead for a fast-growing brand company in Nigeria. I studied at Ridimas University. That's where I did my bachelor's degree in history and international relations. And then I went on to Manchester to do a master's in multimedia journalism because I've always felt like, you know, I wanted to do media and I needed a bit of knowledge to be on the scene. So that's why I took that next step to do that. Yes, and I'm really working on, you know, doing things in the music industry, you know, just solidifying things there.
Making things work out. Okay.
Yes, because I'm a music head. So like that's something I'm really passionate about and I'm willing, I feel like it's a job I could even do almost for free, you know, if not that money is a thing.
So but that music.
Yeah,
so
music.
In the media, the music.
Music. And then, you know, music entertainment, that's what keeps me going and that's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Okay, that's great. So what has your journey been like in everything that you've started right from when you stepped out from a university?
My journey has been miraculous. I'm not even going to lie to you. It has been very miraculous. I give thanks to God really because I always say I'm nothing without him, but honestly it's facts. Actually, like the day I decide that I'm going to just say, you know what, God, day one side, I'm over, literally. And I was saying to someone yesterday, there's people who do it and, you know, they're like, I don't believe in God. And they're like, I'm not privileged. I'm not one of those.
Sometimes I feel like, okay, I see some people like they're doing things that are like Christians are not doing and they're actually still making
they're popping,
like,
you know.
And then I'm like, if I do this, I know, I know my God, we just like to one side.
Do you understand? I just know that, like, so yeah, I'm gonna say that it has been miraculous. I finished uni in 2016 in December, you know, because I did have an extra semester. So I finished uni in 2016 in December. And then I moved on to do a master's degree. Before that, I wanted to go to fashion school. But my dad insisted that if I go to fashion school, I wasn't going to be able to.
I wanted
to go to fashion school because I had been sewing for a while since I was 14. Yeah, so I really wanted to do like fashion business. And I did believe that media was something I could pick up because I felt like I was already outspoken. And I felt like if I was in the environment, I would be able to pick up because I'm a fast learner.
Yeah.
But then my dad felt like, oh, if you don't go on and do your higher degree, once you become an entrepreneur, you're not going to want to go back to school. You know, so he felt like I should do a master. I did cry.
Oh, wow.
I was really upset. Like, how are you going to just ruin my plans? But what do I know about plans? What do I know about my plans? Like, it wasn't even for me to decide at that point. He just gave me the option to choose a course. So I felt like if I was going to go back to school, I wanted to do a course that was going
to
be beneficial to me in the long run. So I decided to go and do multimedia journalism. I finished, my course took about, say, 15 months. I finished, I came back, and then I decided I was going to do a job. I wanted to serve. I was doing my YSC. I decided I was going to do a job in, what's it called? In media. So I wrote a list of places that I wanted to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And I printed out my CV. And I started visiting all the radio stations.
Wow.
Yes. And that was how I continued to disturb them at Cool FM. After my first visit there, I was favored, you know, they sent me straight to audition. I did audition and then someone picked interest in me. So I kept in contact with that person and just kept
pushing
until one day I just got a message saying that the reason why we haven't reached out back to you is because we're thinking that you should just do your service here. Wow. I was just like, oh, look at God. Yeah. So, and that was how my journey began. And yeah, I started learning voiceovers and basic production, started going on air once in a while. And yeah, that's how I got up to this point.
That's actually very interesting. Yeah. If there's anything I've learned from this, your journey is that sometimes you're going to get turned down.
Yes.
Sometimes people are going to tell you no, but yeah. That doesn't mean you should stop.
Listen, I don't believe in paper. I'm not going to send you my CV in an email. I need you to meet me.
To meet you.
Because aside from what I'm selling in the papers, I don't even believe is good enough. I believe in a personal conversation. I want you to meet me. I want you to get to know me.
See the potential you can.
Yes, see the potential. Because there will be a little sentiment. That's my own philosophy. I believe that from that moment, there will be a little sentiment.
A connection.
So if you see my paper, so let's say there's a group of people that submitted CV, you'll be able to put a face to the name.
To the name.
Yes, and that makes the whole selection process easier. That's my own cheat code.
So if you are looking for a job or you're looking for what to do, don't just send a CV.
Yeah, I don't believe in just sending a CV.
Exactly. Try to, present yourself. I get what you feel.
Yeah.
Because, it builds a form of connection between you and the person that you are going to be working with.
Definitely.
True.
So that's what I did. I just took up my CVs and I started visiting everywhere.
I
don't believe that you will see me or you will speak to me and not want to have...
some people be like, no, I don't want to go there.
It's about what you want.
Yeah.
Listen, it's about what you want. At the end of the day, if you see yourself and you say, get up. It's not going to come to you. You get up and go and get it. You have to go and get it. Nobody's going to give it to you.
Okay.
And I learned that the hard way.
So go and get it, guys, today. All right, then. So I see you conduct a lot of interviews at your workplace with so many artists. And you know how the media is dominated by male artists. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel as a lady?
It's actually very interesting because I try to find a balance between friendly and professional. So I put my work first. I don't know. I think anybody who knows me will probably say, oh, Fadi is a crazy workaholic girl. But yeah, that's what it's about. I'm about this bread. Like,
honestly,
give me money.
I think I lost my caption.
Yeah, trust me. Give me money. Like, I'm willing to do the work. Just pay me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I try to just stay professional and just, stay friendly, but balance it off.
Because I know it might feel somehow, having so many guys around
you. Some people may want
being
to make
to
advances.
It.
It's just being able to play it off. And play it off and just, man, chuckle it. Yeah, just play it off, man. It's just being smart about it, really.
Yeah, being smart about
it. Yes, and then, after you meet someone and they're trying to move to you and then you play it off, when they text you for follow-up messages, now your response now determines how they're going to take your energy.
Yeah.
So I still keep it professional. Even at that. So when you text me, I'm like, hey, trust you're good. I always use that line. Trust you're good. Hope you're well. So you get a formal...
Because I feel like a lot of ladies are struggling with this thing, especially when they're working with so many guys, being able to balance it in a professional way.
Yeah. Thank you. It's all in the balance. You just have to be smart about it. Just find a hack that works. I think keep it professional. There's a time one of my bosses played a joke on me and said, oh, Fadi, this guy came by the office to come and ask for your hand in marriage. He saw you on my WhatsApp and he's been bugging me that he wanted to talk to you. So I told him to come by the office. I was so embarrassed, but I laughed it off, but I still said, oh no, it's a joke, hi, good afternoon, how may I be of service to you? So even if that's where you're coming from, that I'm not trying to have that kind of relationship with you. Let's talk work. And if you're not here to talk work, I'm going to walk you out of my office.
Okay.
Literally. So that's it.
All right,
just find the balance.
All right. So I did a little bit of stalking, or should I say I paid attention on your page.
All right.
And I saw your motto.
Yeah.
We move still. Okay.
Missing.
Please, what's the story behind that?
Dwelling doesn't get you anywhere.
Actually.
Dwelling doesn't, I just like to address the situation and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. I take responsibility, look for whose responsibility it was. I just like to address it and keep it moving. I don't like to ponder on things. I just like to, if something keeps worrying me, I'm going to address it. I'll call you and tell you, hello, this conversation we had didn't quite sit well with me. This is how I'm feeling. And I feel like we should talk about it. We talk about it and keep it moving.
That means you're very expressive.
Yes.
Your no is your no, your yes is your yes.
I try, because that's something I learned from my dad. He's not the person to say no and then call you back and say, nah, say yes, trust me. Once he says no, it's no.
It means no.
And he has thought about it even before, from the very first asking, he has already thought about it and he already knows his answer, but he will tease you. He will push you to defend your point, but he's going to tell you his answer, and that his answer is fine, fine now. Don't worry, just be going.
So yeah, it's more like being straightforward with
yes,
things.
Yes, I just,
expressive.
Yeah, before I used to be very
and
dodgy.
And I feel it's very important for, especially for a lady.
Yes, like, I used to be very dodgy before. I won't say dodgy, like evasive, you know, like because I don't want to address the situation because I'm not trying to make you feel bad or because I'm mm-hmm. thinking of how you will feel and whatnot. But listen, at the end of the day, everybody can't be happy with you. And if it's a situation
that's
that you,
true.
Yes, situation that you analyze and you see that you're not in the wrong, man. Just make your point and keep it
and
moving.
And do what makes you happy,
yeah.
basically.
Make your point and keep
do
it
what
moving.
Make you happy.
Always, always.
All right, so we move still. We don't dwell in
yeah,
any position,
so we don't
right?
dwell. Don't dwell in. Keep it moving.
Okay. You know what? One thing I like about you. Should I say I've studied you a little bit?
That's
okay,
all right.
Obviously, I have to. For me to have this conversation with you, mm-hmm. it means that I would have done my research.
Yes.
And if there's anything I've noticed about you, it's how confident you are. And I noticed that from when you speak. I notice your confidence. So I even call yourself the ultimate star girl.
Ultimate.
Okay.
Like, number one. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Like.
So where is this confidence from? Where is this confidence? No, you need to tell us.
Sometimes I could be cocky, you know. It's just because, it's just like, I mean, every girl gasses themselves up once in a while. So I think it's in that moment. I'm not to say that I'm not shy sometimes, because I mean, on meeting people, I really don't know what energy you're trying to give off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to be careful and to be attentive to know where your head is at so I can know how to vibe with you. But yeah, I just do it.
You're just
listen,
confident. Like, just from the way you speak.
Yeah.
I can feel. Has anyone ever told you before?
Yes, I get that a lot. People think I'm a bit gutsy. So when I tell people that I'm actually a bit shy, they don't believe me. But I could be a bit shy, but yeah, I think I just have a really bold voice. That's what. Yeah, I think I really have a bold voice. So
okay.
From hearing me, I think I'm already a bit intimidating. So it allows you to mellow down to listen to what
yeah.
I want to say to you. So it doesn't really put me in a tight place.
Oh, okay, but you're a confident person, right?
Yes,
I am
expressive. I would say I'm confident with a bit of shy.
Really?
But yeah, we're a bit of shy. But when I get comfortable, my confidence just oozes.
Loses.
Naturally. Yes.
Okay, but when I say the word confident,
mm-hmm.
I feel this applies to ladies. I'm so sorry I'm leaving the guys out, but this is a conversation with a girl.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you say the word confident,
mm-hmm.
I feel every lady should have a bit of it in them, because confidence is all about, like, when you're confident of
mm-hmm.
yourself, there is self-love.
Yes.
Your self-esteem is high. You carry yourself
trust
well.
Me,
confidence is like a whole. Like, when I see a lady,
mm-hmm.
her confidence level matters a lot. So how important is it for every lady to be confident?
Trust me, it's very important for every lady to be confident. It took a lot of work to get to this point where I am. I think it's just about realizing your values and what
value.
You would, yes, what you would not stand for. But
mm-hmm.
then again, it comes with different experiences in life. So with different happenings in your life would determine you, or no, I won't say determine per se, but it would aid you to know where your head is at, what you will take and what you will not take, and that just makes you more confident, you know, your achievement, how you are going about your life,
yeah.
how you're structuring yourself, your discipline, everything, how you put yourself together, really all encompasses making you a confident person. Yeah, so how you react to people, how you like relate, how you speak, everything comes
every
together.
Every lady has to be confident.
Yes,
but
I
it's
feel
actually
like,
not easy. When
it's not easy. That's why I said it took
a
lot of work.
Lot of
trust
work.
Me, I went from a place of low self-esteem, high self-esteem, a place of not being sure, you know, of not being sure, am I being too confident? Because there's people who are intimidated by a certain level of confidence that you ooze out. And sometimes if you're not careful, they
careful.
Could dampen your energy. And I've been through a phase of having to doubt myself and whatnot. So I think that, yeah, you will go through, every woman will go through that point up onto the point where they feel like they're 100% confident.
Confident.
Yes, but...
But for now, for you,
for
can
now,
you tell us what you did that time, you know, to get you to where you are now?
I just paid attention to myself.
Attention.
Yes, I took time to pay attention to myself, happenings around me, and, you know, things that upset me, things that I will not take, the things I stand for, the things I want to represent.
Yeah.
All these things I took time to think about. It was a process, you know. I started unlearning to relearn new mm-hmm. things, you know, some values that have been instilled in us as women as to how we should behave and how we should not be higher than the other, or not to carry ourselves in a way that will make the other gender feel a certain somehow. Way, you know. So I had to like unlearn all those things and relearn new things, you know, just tell myself that, listen, anybody that's going to be speaking to me has to be deserving of my time. You have to be deserving of my energy. You know, just, I just spoke to myself and I just did a lot of soul searching. And, you know, I came to a point where I already identified all the things. Yes, I identified all the things that I was about and all the things I did not want to be about. Not to say that there's not other things I'm still learning about myself, but I feel like mm-hmm. I'm in a place where I know myself very well to a very good extent.
Knowing yourself, I feel like when you know what you're capable mm-hmm. of, when you know who you are, it speaks out. And this confidence is something that radiates on the outside.
Yes.
So you need to like work on yourself, or you need to work on yourself internally.
Yes, internally. First. Yeah. Very important.
So I feel like people don't pay attention to who they really are.
Most people don't. I just believe that everybody, every woman has a certain level of confidence that they need to harness. They need to harness. You just need to take time for yourself. Ignore the societal norms and just focus on yourself.
Focus on yourself. Like, focus, I feel, on yourself. Placing yourself first before any other thing. Like, you should be your first priority. Yes. Like, you should be.
You actually should.
Yeah, you should. So just, if you're listening to this and you're probably battling with your confidence, I feel like the first thing you should start to do is know yourself.
Yes.
Know what you're capable of. When you know the potential you have, like, you wouldn't take rubbish from anybody. Yes, definitely. You would carry yourself so high with so much prestige, because you know what you're capable of doing.
Yes, definitely. You have vision. You know that, okay, listen, this is the power that I carry.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can take me for idiot.
Okay. All right, so let's round it up here. So confidence is what I have noticed so much about Fadehon. And I feel like every lady out there should adapt the spirit of having a good sense of confidence, or a good level of confidence.
Right.
Yeah, so I have a little game for you, Fadehon, today. Right. Okay, you know, at the beginning, though, you said it with your mouth. You said that you have so much passion for music.
Yeah.
Yes, you're a music enthusiast, mm-hmm. right?
I am.
Okay, so we're about to test that knowledge.
All right.
Okay.
On the spot.
Okay, so I'm going to mention the name of a stage. The name of an artist, right? Mm-hmm. Their stage name, and you're going to tell me their full name. I'm going to tell you something, the one that is very easy.
Ask me like quite a song common. That they sang. Come on.
No. No, don't worry. I have common ones.
All right.
Okay. Let's start with Peruzzi. Let's just
Tobi
start.
Tobichukwu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his last name, but I know it's Tobichukwu.
Okay. Half. Tobichukwu.
I know it's Tobichukwu.
Okay, so his full name is Tobichukwu Victor Oko. Oko?
Okay.
Okay, so let's go to Tiwa Savage.
Tiwa. No, it's Tiwa Balogun.
Hey, yes, okay, nah. That's Tiwa Tope Savage Balogun. Yeah, ah, you try. Okay, so let's go to the last one, Zlatan Ibile.
That's one name I actually don't know. I actually don't know his real name. I actually don't.
Okay.
What's his real name?
All right. Omoni Temidayo Raphael.
I knew there was something there, but I didn't know. Yeah.
All right, guys. If you're here, thank you for tuning into the Y Series with Fadehon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so if you love this episode, do also write a review or rate this podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.